You're listening to SBS News.
Kyle, we're seeing COVID-19 numbers locally ticking up. How is that playing into the market?
Well, it's probably become front and centre of at least local investors' attention over the last week or so. Now, today, I suppose it didn't show up too much in price action. In fact, if anything, what was sort of announced by both the state premiers of Victoria and New South Wales were probably welcomed by the market. But if you look at the ASX 200's performance over the last week or so, it's certainly lagged its global counterparts. And a lot of that has been due to the fact that we are seeing this tick up in numbers.
So the market is weaker today, though. The darling tech sector down quite a fair bit. What's your take on that? And is this the start of a possible correction for those types of stocks?
Yeah, we're certainly looking at that possibility at the moment. If you even look at what happened in the United States overnight, the tech sector did lead the broader market lower that flowed into the ASX 200 today. And if you look at what's really been the outperformer since the market lows back in March, the end of the bear market, so to speak, it's been these tech names that have effectively led the returns higher for the market as investors have chased growth and returns in slightly riskier areas of the market. So we're starting to see some weakness now in those prices. You might even say that, you know, given some of the valuations with these tech stocks, both here and abroad, we're in sort of mini bubble territory. And while no one's necessarily saying that there's going to be a cataclysmic correction in the price, there could be something of a pullback in terms of slight correction, like you said before, in what's obviously still a broader uptrend for some of these much loved growth stock and tech stock names.
And Kyle, reporting season has kicked off in the US. What are you looking out for, and how much of a potential does it have to move the markets both locally and overseas?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a massive US earnings season. Arguably, it's probably the biggest one we've had since the global financial crisis. So we're expecting earnings to contract by around 44% across the S&P 500 for the quarter. The bar set really, really low. So in these situations, you tend to see the case that when the bar is set really low, corporates find it a little easier to jump over it. Market participants generally welcome that and get past these things reasonably well. I think the big point of interest will be obviously in what corporates say about the outlook now, what shape the recovery will be for earnings, growth, and the broader US economy. And it probably will also be really important now to sort of gauge what corporates say about those things in the context of a potential second wave